Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Luke May's story continues to amaze everyone who cares. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. That five-star recruit, Jahleek Felton, won't return to the Tar Heels for some reason, draws more of a reaction than another milestone reached by Carolina's junior phenom. May, the team's second-leading scorer, by less than a point behind Joel Berry, top rebounder and best percentage shooter from the floor in the three-point lane. But you can bet Mark and Aimee May up in Huntersville, when they are not burning up I-85 and 40 on trips to Chapel Hill, are prouder of their son's most recent recognition. This one should really be no surprise to anyone, because whether there were any early doubts about May's future with the Tar Heels, Roy Williams knew he was getting a top-of-the-line student. May has received the annual Skip Prosser Award as the top scholar athlete for men's basketball in the ACC. To be nominated, an athlete must be an upperclassman maintaining a grade point average of 3.0 or better. 60% of the award is based on academic achievement and 40% on athletic accomplishments. May has them both, the 3.45 grade point average in the undergraduate program at Keenan Flagler Business School. He has made the academic All-ACC team in each of his three seasons and is the only ACC player to earn academic All-District honors in 2018. Of course, he is in the running for every basketball honor, too, from ACC Player of the Year to the John Wooden Award as the best hooper in America. The news also brings up another point that the knuckleheads at NC State and other ABCs won't accept. May is the third Tar Heel to win the award after Tyler Zeller in 2011 and 2012 and Marcus Page in 2015 and 2016. So do the math. In the 11 years since the award, named for the late Wake Forest basketball coach, has been given, Tar Heels have won it five times. No other school in the ACC, not even Duke or Virginia, has won it more than once. So let's see all those tweets about the fake classes at UNC, because you know they are coming. And May is likely to make it 6 years that Tar Heel has won it next season in his senior year. He's staying put and graduating with honors. This is Archansky. See ya.